This is the latest disclosure in a report from National Civil Defense Headquarters in Washington. It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life.
Welcome to Dead Radio.
We're not doing that.
How did she come to have sex with a dead man?
Don't call me Radio Unit 91.
You're a dead man. You're a dead man!
He's God here in this radio station.
Place where the dead speak.
Rebel Radio!
I'm a fake?
Yes.
How'd you like to be dead?
You ever think about doing radio?
My team is dead!
But you're not crazy. You're me. And this is just radio.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
You're ruining the integrity of the show. Oh, man.
My computer is muted.
Yeah, I can't hear myself.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't do a mic check, and you say I'm fucking ruining the integrity of the show.
Try now.
Check, check, check.
Hello.
Oh, all right, everybody's good.
Hello.
All right, well, welcome back, everyone. It is April 3rd, 2017. Welcome to the Dead Radio Podcast, episode number 109.
Did you have something to follow that? Or
no.
Just...
We had a last-minute cancellation.
Consolation.
I believe the consolation was Medusa. And, yeah, so now we're just flying solo, and I have nothing prepared.
We have plenty.
I do have a bunch of what are you drinking stuff, but all the stuff...
So do I.
All the stuff that I have, we can't drink.
What?
Well, actually, I can't really say because it's for someone, and if they listen to the show, it might give away the gift. So I think I'm not going to do that. So never mind.
That's stupid.
But do you want to start with what are you drinking or what?
Yeah, we might as well.
Yeah, so...
I tried to get Tito's, but they didn't have any.
Where did you go?
To the place that shall not be named.
Ah.
But I went there because I just didn't have time.
He didn't have Tito's? He usually does.
He said that he's not going to be stocking Tito's anymore because he needs to basically order 400 bottles for them to send it to him.
They are so popular right now. It's ridiculous.
He's like, I can't. I forget. No, he said it was going to cost him $4,000. They make him order so much that it was
going to
cost him $4,000. And he was like, it was great. It was selling well. I could put it at a good price point. And he's like, and if I could do that right now, it would be at an even better price point than it was before. But it's not going to happen.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Because I wonder what he's going to get in place. Now I'm curious. Did he mention?
No.
Mm.
I mean, I just got Svedka.
Oh, that's boring.
But the reason that I was getting vodka is because the homemade cucumber seltzer.
Ugh, so gross.
It's delicious.
I fucking hate cucumber flavored things. Why? I went to Becky's house. You know, she who.
Just try it. It's not that bubbly anymore because it's been sitting for a minute.
Hey, like I can't even smell it.
Do you want to try?
It's fucking
nasty. I know what it tastes like.
Well, it's got vodka in it this time.
It tastes
like salad dressing. With vodka in it. It's gross. It's fucking disgusting. I hate it.
Right. Starting off strong with the titles.
So, yeah, I was at Becky's house very early on in our friendship, and I can't remember. It was for like a UFC event or something like that. I was watching it anyway. I show up, I ask for ice, and she's like, "Yeah, we have ice in the freezer." So I go.
Apparently, my computer's playing something. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck's going on here.
You have a website open or something in the background? Check your tabs. There might be a sound icon.
Could be. No, it was. It started playing.
If anybody started listening right off the bat at the show, the intro was ruined
by
Adam
Evening Darling.
SoundCloud. We're gonna check out a band a little a little later that we got in contact with. I gave them about 30 seconds of a listen earlier.
Yeah, I mean, I saw them live, so they were very good, but I haven't listened to their studio album more than like 30 seconds. So,
all right, but anyway, back to what I was saying about Becky. So I go into her freezer to get ice cubes, and I pull out, and I go to like, you know, take the ice cube out, and I feel like they're slimy, like greasy.
Yeah.
Not like greasy, but like they don't feel like an ice cube. It's not dry.
Something wrong with it.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? And I look at it, and it's got chunks of shit in it. I was like, oh, she tried to make, you know, some sort of ice cube. So I get another ice cube tray. Same thing. And another, and another, and another. She used all of her ice trays to make cucumber melon ice cubes. That's all that was available. First of all, cucumber in a drink I'm not a fan of. We know that. We've discovered it.
Yeah.
Melon, I fucking hate. Mm-hmm. Period.
Oh, I gotta get those.
I hate the flavor. Yeah. I hate the flavor. I hate the smell. I hate the taste. I already said flavor. Whatever. I don't like it in anything.
Flavor, smell, and taste.
Yes. So I was like shit out of ice, and I broke her balls about that for about months.
For about months.
She deserved it. Who the fuck fills all the ice cube trays?
To do all of them like that is weird. Like, what if you're putting them in a fucking Coca-Cola?
I don't know. She's like, well, I made a big pitcher. Save the pitcher for later. Like, put that in something and then just make it over time. It's hard. It's difficult sometimes.
She's a fucking idiot.
We need to have her back on the show, though, I think.
I know. And she doesn't listen, right?
Huh?
She doesn't listen.
No.
Because I want to do...
We need her back on the show so she can listen, so we get more downloads. Yeah,
so I have mentioned that I wanted to do I want to do a bit to basically promote our show on your mom's house.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So if we did a Hey Mommy Thanks Jeans with her.
Have you heard the latest one?
I don't know.
Oof. The latest one is going to be tough to top.
Yeah.
This guy went deep in the vaults.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
So. I kind of want to do, like, I want to see if we can find, like, a customer service number for podcasts.com.
There isn't one.
If there was, like, my ideal situation would be to do Hey Mommy Thanks Jeans to podcasts.com bitching about something.
You can to iTunes.
That would be great.
I have been on the phone with them before.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, you know.
I've got some good ones.
All right. Yeah. We should write that down.
Yeah. It wouldn't. Well, that was like my top thing, my top idea. So. But again, I don't want to do it on our show because it's a bit from another show, but I want to do it and
just to get some recognition.
And I want to put up a YouTube video, you know, just like a video of us doing it and then like tag them, like send it to them on Twitter or whatever.
Right.
I use Twitter.
Hmm. Well.
Anyway.
So you got homemade cucumber seltzer. That's what you're drinking with Svedka. And
I also brought tonic in case I run out.
And honestly, tasting that, I could taste that it's not Tito's.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's all I've been drinking
Tito's
lately.
Yeah.
I am opening a... went to halftime today. Mm-hmm. And I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, you figure halftime would be the, you know, authority on all beer, no matter what kind of beer. Meaning gluten-free beer.
Beer with in quotes.
Yes. Yeah. Beer and beer.
Yeah, it's because you want to... finish your thing, and then I'll tell you why I think why.
When I first got diagnosed, the guy... I've told this story before. The guy that was running that store, I don't know what his position is with the company anymore. But for a while, he had it front... The gluten-free section was front and center and constantly getting new stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had a huge selection. I went there today, and it was pretty sad. You know, they had all of Glutenberg's stuff, which is what I got, but they had about, I don't know, maybe three or four other ones, but other ones, like ones that they've always, like New Grist, which sucks, version of New Grist, which also sucks, Red Bridge, which is by Budweiser, which absolutely sucks, Greens, and I think just like one other one. Oh, Mission. So all ones I've tasted before, none of them compare to Glutenberg. So, but they did have Glutenberg White, which I've never seen before. I didn't.
That's blue.
It is a blue can, but it is called Glutenberg White. I can see where the confusion is.
It's not called Glutenberg Wit. It's called Glutenberg White.
White. Yeah.
Okay.
It is just
a big difference.
You know, it's a their take on a gluten-free version of a white ale, which is, and the fun things about gluten-free beers is they have to list the ingredients because technically it's not beer. Mm-hmm. So they have to, it's alcoholic beverage, so you have to list the ingredients. It's got water, buckwheat, millet, amaranth, quinoa, hops, coriander, orange peel, and yeast. So it's, and here's another thing. When I was drinking beer, BC, I didn't drink white beers because I didn't really like the taste or the flavor. But
you didn't like the taste or the flavor.
Taste or the flavor.
Oh, that's your new thing today.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm doing it, but I'm doing it. So I want to see if my palate maybe has changed. It smells like bananas.
No,
you don't think so?
No.
Yeah.
Are you a super taster?
Oh, it's good. It's
but
really good.
I like bananas.
Do you like whites?
No, I don't.
Well, you're not going to like it, but tell me if it tastes what you think, if it tastes like a real white beer. White power beer.
White power.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like not a beer.
Yeah.
But it tastes gross.
Yeah, it tastes like
a gross beer.
It
I don't
almost
like.
Tastes. It tastes a lot like Hoegaarden, in my opinion.
Yeah, which I don't like.
Yeah,
tastes like beer water.
Yeah, it's supposed to be thin like that.
Yeah, I can't. I like it, man. I haven't
so,
had
like
one
a
of
blue,
these in a long
like a
time.
Blue Moon is like the closest thing to that, but
yeah,
it's good. It's got a little spice to it. I can definitely taste the coriander.
Oh, I keep forgetting to do that.
I can definitely taste the coriander. Hey, man. And I think all wit, vice, white beers, they all smell like bananas to me. So
yeah,
that's, but I don't know.
Your dad's making beer for my party, right?
Yep.
That's interesting. What's he making?
He's going to do the brown ale again just because he can't do an IPA or an ale or like a lighter ale in that amount of time.
Oh.
He needs like an extra
plus I don't like
month.
IPAs.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So we're going to have a keg of that and then I'm going to get a keg of like whatever.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What else have you got? That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
I have Rite Aid tonic.
Oh,
so I'm gonna do a vodka tonic next. Except for I didn't think this through with my ice. So
I don't
I'm gonna
know.
Have to run upstairs in a minute.
I don't know if I could talk about it, but a certain person, we'll call him Lanner, was testing out some cocktails, and he had a small batch tonic. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's great.
It looks like it looks like a Robitussin jar.
Yeah, I've bought that before. It's really great, especially with the Soda Stream.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can make your own tonic at home.
He mixed that with a certain, you know, hot brewed. He mixed it with espresso and gave it a taste. That was really good.
Yeah, are you talking about the
I'm trying to be vague because I
don't
know
have
if
to
he's.
Be vague.
Oh,
no,
okay, good.
No, he's going to do.
He's letting me drown.
I know, because I wanted to see where you're going with it, but it's completely fine. He's also been talking about that for 6 months.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of those things where it's just like open mic night. It'll be the same day that he debuts open mic night. We're gonna have those. cocktail inspired coffee drinks, but it's delicious.
Hey man,
it's
if he's doing like cocktail style coffee drinks and an open mic, you're gonna have to fucking fight people out of there.
Oh, for sure.
It's gonna be so fucking hardwired.
Well, they're not gonna be alcoholic.
I know, that's the thing. Everybody's gonna be super fucking hyper.
But he has this.
It's gonna be really interesting. It's gonna be like a fucking rave.
So this is one that you'll definitely like. So you take a shot glass and you put it in the fridge. Mm-hmm. It has to be really cold, and you fill it halfway with half and half, and then you pull a hot shot of espresso over it, and you shoot it.
Oh, wow.
It's delicious.
So you got this super ice cold milk and the...
As a chaser to the hot espresso. But you need to, like, pull it, hand it to the person, and then they shoot it.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I don't think it's anything that he'd ever have on the menu, because logistically that's impossible.
Yeah. Well, no, not if you're doing the whole thing with
The way to do it, I guess, would be to have an ice cold shot glass with the half and half in the fridge, and then you'd bring it over to them with the espresso in a different container that you would heat up with hot water first and then pull your espresso in. And then, but we need to craft a couple logistics on the air thing.
Why haven't you made it yet?
It's not on the board.
It is written on the board.
And I even put the number of the... I just haven't done it yet. I've been very lazy. I'm going to be better, I promise. but I did make this, if you want to critique it with me.
Yes, yes. So we can... Now we don't need to do our plugs later.
Huh?
We don't need to do our plugs later.
No, we're going to do our plugs right now. And have you heard this? Hello, kids.
I'm trying to do
this. This is Ryan from the Dead Radio Podcast. Please excuse me while I get these plugs out of the way. Please subscribe to the Dead Radio Podcast on iTunes, Beyond Pod, or whatever your mobile podcast app preference may be to download and listen to the show on the go. Not sure how to do that? Go to our YouTube page by searching Dead Radio Podcast and watching the lovely video Adam posted to teach you dummies how to figure it out. You might as well subscribe to the channel as well while you're there. We're also on Instagram at Dead Radio Podcast and on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/Dead Radio Podcast. If you'd like to support the show, send us a few shekels at our Patreon page, patreon.com/Dead Radio Podcast. Your support will help to
enhance.
The show and fund future Dead Radio projects like Tim Cop, a live chili cook-off, and a shot-for-shot remake of Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. We do this show for fun, but as Danny DeVito and Twins once said,
well, money talks and bullshit walks.
We also share the internets with other local podcasts. So check out Dark Side Records Podcast, Dork Side at Dark Side Podcast, Hudson Valley Legends Podcast, and Hudson Valley Transmitter Podcast. And as always, the Dead Radio Podcast is sponsored by Track 7 Studios, providing quality artistic photography and video services for advertising or events of any size. They will photography anything. And if anybody has been paying attention, I just said the word podcast 13 times. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. And that's going to be at the beginning of every single downloadable one. Because I don't know if I'm going to put it. I think I'm going to put it in after. Like...
Yeah,
post-production after the show, or
I would do it right at the beginning.
Yeah?
Yeah, right at the beginning.
Play that along with the show intro thing?
No, just play that at the beginning, then the show. You know what I mean?
No,
just
intro?
Start the show?
No, you're going to play the show intro. Like the thing that I fucking shit all over that we record live every show? Yeah, leave that in.
Okay.
But just put that at the beginning.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, because it gives people who have heard it the opportunity to skip over it.
Why aren't you playing the logistics on the air bumper?
Hold on.
You guys suck.
I forgot. Logistics on the air. Are you playing it?
Yeah.
I'm playing it.
Did we do it at the same time?
Dude.
No, it was just me.
Oh.
That was just me.
I got
you didn't
so
do it.
Excited.
Oh, okay, sorry.
That we synced it up perfectly that it didn't sound
we
like.
We might have, though.
No, because I shut it off before it was over and everything stopped.
Well, no, my volume wasn't up on my computer,
oh,
so
yeah,
I couldn't
so...
figure it out. But
anyway. I got totally sidetracked by that. What was I saying?
I don't remember. No, what I was asking...
No, you play it at the beginning so that the people who have heard it a million times can skip over
but
it.
But here's the
only thing that I would change, if you feel like changing it, would be when you say, like Tim Cop, it should be like Tim Cop the movie. You don't have to if you don't want
I'm
to.
I'm definitely not
going
for
thing.
That. No, what
just,
I'm saying
just
is...
Just put in a really rough cut, like the movie.
What I'm saying is, I play, you know, a little inside baseball. I play the show intro. You know, I do that live, like as we're going on and as the YouTube, so the YouTube people can hear it. What I'm asking is, do I play the plugs intro live and then play the show intro live, or
that's easier
do,
for you?
Do I just well? It either way, it's like it takes no time.
Do,
you know,
do I would do it live so that anybody who is watching on YouTube will hear it. And you know,
doesn't matter.
I don't know, we always talked about editing down the YouTube live stream to go right into the show. But we haven't been doing it, and I don't know if we're ever going to follow through with
it. Oh, I've been doing it.
Okay.
I've been doing every episode. Well, look, if you see here on the board, from 40 to 88 need to be trimmed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but I've been picking away at them, and I've been doing them every. But here's the thing: every time I come down here, I want to actually do production. I don't want to do that. So I put that on the back burner, and you know, whatever. But this is all very boring. So. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the plug intro. I tried to make it as entertaining as possible without being a bore fest. And
sorry, the card was full. So, yeah, it was Lou's. This is a little more inside, but it was Lou's. What I just recorded or not recorded all for the rest of the show. So we're gonna bank on we're gonna get funnier.
Okay, no pressure or anything. I'm trying to figure out. I'm really curious to see, to know if how Rob and Sam did last week. I think Sam was fine.
You want to start rating our guests again?
No. Well, I mean, we can. That's fine.
We haven't done that in a while.
No, I don't want to do. Now that we're getting like legit guests, I don't really like. It was just our friends and family, but now it's like, you know. People with businesses and other podcasts and stuff. I don't want to.
Well, those two guys are never going to be able to ever compare. So if you set the bar with fucking Hudson Valley Tattoo Company or Shadow Witch, you know what I mean? Like, not many people are going to be able to measure up to that kind of.
Yeah.
It's also not fair because there's five of them and two of those guys.
Right.
I would say that was the most intelligent show we've ever had.
Yeah. Mostly because I kept my mouth shut.
Yeah. Well, I tonight might have been too because there would have been a baby here and we'd had to like put the dick away.
Why?
No.
Just leave it out.
I would have fucking I would have forego the fucking flip bell thing that I do and just handed it to him to see what happened.
It would have gone right in his mouth.
Yeah, and it would have been hilarious.
I wanted to play with him. I'm disappointed.
Brooke actually
you can play
said
with a dick if you want.
Brooke was actually excited to see the baby.
No.
The baby.
Yeah, Brooke was excited to see the baby.
He's really? Really cute.
I thought you guys hated children.
I don't know. She likes babies. She just doesn't like
children.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Because every time, like, there's, like, I guess you meet my Brooke's cousin's daughter. Mm. She's a cute little thing, but she's a baby.
Thing.
You know, once they actually start talking and, like, you know,
asking questions
and acting like they know shit.
Trying to talk to you about Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's, oh, yeah. For hours.
Who just did constantly. That?
Yeah. Heather, what was Heather's name?
Heather's kid.
Oh.
I don't remember his name. I haven't seen him in three or four years.
He was so excited to talk to a big person about Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And he just wouldn't leave me the fuck alone for, I don't know, a solid hour.
Yeah. Oh,
and it was cool at first because then, like, because I was talking to him, and I'm like, "All right, I can be dumb for a while. I'm dumb all the time. I can just keep it up." And then it just goes like, "Oh my god, I'm talking to a fucking 10-year-old. I can't do this anymore." And then I just bailed out of the conversation, and I didn't want to talk to him anymore.
Oh,
sometimes it goes well. Sometimes it doesn't.
Scott wanted me to move the camera so you could see the dick better.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do this. I'm going to thumb it the rest of the show, just slightly.
So, speaking of Heather, she was pregnant on April Fool's. She fooled me for 1 minute.
Oh.
I walked over and told you, and then went and sat down. I was like, oh, it's April Fool's. Bosh, it's April Fool's. She's not pregnant. But Amy believed it all day.
And I was howling. I thought it was funny. I was like, that's a great prank.
Yeah.
That's a great joke.
Well,
Amber was all cranky about it. And she was like, that's not nice. That's terrible. You can't do that. That's like major life decisions, blah, 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 blah. I'm like,
I don't feel like it's not nice because of that. I feel like it's not nice because there's women out there who can't get pregnant, and it's not really a joke.
But you can't just walk out. You
can't, Jesus Christ. If that's the case,
you
know.
That's like saying you can't make rape jokes.
Yeah, I can't walk.
Those jokes.
You want me to leave
that's like
right
you.
Now?
That's like saying you can't keep slaves. I walk down the street today, just like bebopping along. Doesn't mean you know. There's people that can't fucking walk. Doesn't mean I'm not allowed to walk. You know, I just Listen, if you can't have kids, it sucks.
It sucks. I'm sorry. But
suck it up, Buttercup.
That was a funny joke.
It was a really good joke. Yeah. And we got all pissed off about it.
Well, especially because people weren't reading the comments. Like the second comment down, she posted it right as I was sitting there. So I went over, told Bosch about it, and then went and sat down. And I was like, oh, it's April Fool's. And then a couple of minutes later, a bunch of people were like, April Fool's. Yeah, right. So it was pretty obvious, you know.
You never played your joke on me. Whatever you're going to do.
I know. I never got around to it.
What was it going to be?
I was going to rig up the shower so that I already tried to do this once, but I've already expanded on it to make it work this time.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Where you turn on the shower and it's going to spray her with water because we have one of those.
That's usually what happens.
No.
Turn on the shower.
when she's fully clothed and turns on the shower. And it'd be cold water, too. It wouldn't be warm water.
Wait.
So, okay, you know those, the wand thing that girls masturbate with in the shower?
Yeah, I have one.
You have one so you guys can shower together. That's why we got it, too.
Oh, you got the dual. All right.
Yeah, except for we don't do it on a daily basis like weirdos and not have sex. Anyway, so I was going to angle the thing in such a way so it would spray over the top into the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
So basically turn it up and point it out.
Okay.
So because it didn't get her last time. I had it pointed directly at
why it didn't get
me? I know, I'm telling the story.
Okay. Go ahead.
So picture this. You open the shower curtain, you turn on the water, you turn on the shower head. You don't expect the fact that the wand is turned on and pointed directly at your face.
Yeah,
right? It would have been great, except for she doesn't open the shower curtain. She just reached through and turned it on and goes, why the fuck is the thing on?
See, I open it and I check to see where it's spraying because...
Because that's happened to you before?
Well, no, because the way we have to angle ours, this is so stupid. No one gives a shit about this. But the way we have the way to take a shower together and each get a separate stream of water... Mm-hmm. The top one has to be angled way back so it arcs the water over. And when it does that, if somebody's not in front of the stream, it just kind of hits the back of the tub and then it'll run out.
Mm-hmm. On the floor.
Onto the floor. So I always check to see the nozzle.
Yeah, see, we don't have that
issue.
Or
the nozzle.
And it's turned off most of the time. So I had an idea in my head of a way to get it to shoot over the curtain.
You would have to know exactly where I'm standing.
No, it was going to just spray all over the bathroom and you're going to freak out.
And then I would leave the mess for you.
It's just water.
You're just
It was
water.
Just to scare you. Yeah, I'm 86% water or something.
I fucking hate April Fool's Day. I think it's such a stupid day.
I'm sorry.
It's my father. That's actually my father and my stepmother. That's their first date. Was on April Fool's Day. And they had a thing on Saturday, mm-hmm. like a hangout type thing just to celebrate. I thought that's kind of cool, I guess.
It's adorable.
It is. It's very adorable. I helped build a bookshelf this weekend to go upstairs.
It's a boring fucking show, isn't it?
Yeah, there's not much. I have nothing. I was expecting to talk about farming and shit.
We used to do this all the time.
Well, I know.
You can talk about farming.
Yeah, I found all the chickens' eggs. Remember how I said they weren't fucking laying?
What?
They were hiding them.
Yeah, because you keep taking them, you cocksucker. Holy shit, where were they hiding them?
So, I have my shed and, all the stuff that goes in my shed. I have the lawnmower and the generator and a whole bunch of stuff. It's all on one side of the shed. And then the chickens are on the other side. And it's not really separated. You know, there's just straw down in all the open area, and it's mm-hmm. fine. But they, crawled under, past the generator and into, a bottom shelf that's down there and pulled a bunch of straw in there, and they've been laying eggs in there for a week.
How many eggs were in there?
14. Yeah.
And they're still good, though.
Yeah, they're fine. They're good for,
good
6
for
weeks.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So, but
Did you bring eggs?
No. No, because we haven't had eggs for a fucking week. So they're all at the house. But I was super annoyed because I'm what the fuck is going on with you guys? And I'm giving them extra food and good food and
they're starving.
Yeah,
beating them.
Yeah, I gave them all kinds of treats and stuff.
Shaking them so the egg falls out.
Yeah, just shaking them real hard.
Shaking chicken syndrome.
But shaking chicken syndrome, I'll write that down.
Yeah, isn't it a sudden chicken death syndrome.
I'm writing shaken chicken syndrome.
Yeah. So
spell syndrome, Bosch. Do it.
S-Y-N-D-R-O-M-E.
You looked.
Is it E?
Yes.
Oh, all right, cool.
Otherwise, it'd be syndrome.
Syndrome's fine.
Me fail English? That's impossible.
I mean, I have a heart attack. I know, I don't know if you want to talk about that YouTube thing. I don't know. Did we get... We didn't
really get into it, the censorship stuff. Yeah, Do you have any audio pulled up, though?
I might. I got to check my... check my email.
I'm so tired of people going... Okay, here. This is great. This will be nice.
Oh, boy.
So we have Cinda Leeson and...
Who?
Cinda Leeson. I'm giving you her full name because she's not a real person. And Amar Danny... These people keep commenting on all of our posts. Have you noticed this?
No.
I love your Instagram account. Your content is really engaging, but I think more people need to know about you. I would definitely recommend blank to promote your Instagram. You can email him at blank. He's only charging me $40 a month. And then just below it, 3 minutes later, Amar Danny goes, I love your Instagram account. Your posts are great, but I think more people would like to know about you. I would definitely recommend blank to do your social media marketing. You can email him at blank. He's only charging me $40 a month.
Oh, good. So,
yeah,
hang
so
on.
They're just fucking robots. So I'm going to report them now.
No. I want to. Okay. Yeah. You can.
Yeah. I'm going to report them now. I wasn't going to. Because I was like, maybe they're actually a person. Why can I do it on my fucking phone, but I can't do it on here? I hate Facebook so much sometimes.
Go get a spoon so you can eat my asshole. I like responding to those people. Super. what happened?
Nothing. I'm just looking at what you're doing.
Oh.
So if anyone wants to go onto Instagram right now and watch the live stream, it is just the bell ringer now.
What?
It's just the bell ringer.
Oh, it's just the bell ringer?
Yeah, just the bell ringer. Can you still ring the bell?
Oh, I missed.
Fail.
Move it over.
Perfect.
Perfect.
So the bell ringer is now the star of Instagram moment.
What a disaster of a show it's going to be. I was supposed to get this YouTube stuff.
I was thinking about like cutting together Philip DeFranco's thing.
Here's a good question. I haven't asked Amy. Mm-hmm. Have you farted in front of him yet?
Not
on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there have been times when I've been there and like there's just silent and they didn't notice.
No, I've warned you about those ones.
Yeah, and then you usually leave.
I've been sitting on the couch and you've mm-hmm. gone in the kitchen and then come back and I've told you I farted and it smells, so be careful. Like, don't go into my blanket.
So he's saying, like, he was saying
so
that.
So, you know, okay, wait, hang on. I did listen to that episode.
Okay.
And with a little hindsight, I realized what it is. So you remember how you said, like, you don't poop in front of Brooke. That's your line.
Mm-hmm.
My line is just here.
Oh.
Yours is here. Mine is here. That's it. That's all it is.
But he's so disgusted by farts.
I'm not disgusted by them.
Well,
I'm
if
just
I
not
farted,
entertained
you probably
by
wouldn't
them.
Have sex with me for a whole year.
No, it's not that. No, I would probably laugh and it'd be fine. It's just something that I just would prefer to not happen.
Well, we did.
I haven't
had
sex in like 3 weeks. My
I haven't
fucking
had sex
surgery
like a month,
and everything.
It has not been a month.
Yes, it's been a month.
No, it's been a
month. I know it's been a month.
It has not been a month.
I need a bickering fucking bumper. Is that what I need?
No, you need an Amy's incorrect bumper.
That's pretty
we
funny.
We do have. Shut the fuck up.
It's been like
we
it's
do
been
have,
like 9 or 10 days.
Shut up for a second. I'm trying to speak. We do have an agreement for the future of whenever I'm pregnant that I can fart in front of him. Because I won't be able to help it.
Oh, okay. Ugh. Even. Oh.
even what?
Like the fact that, like, you have to get pregnant before he's like cool with you farting.
No, it's not that I'm not. If she, like I said, I specifically said this. If she wanted to fart in front of me, it wouldn't be like my ideal situation, but it wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't care.
That's definitely a question I'm gonna. I need to ask the North River people.
Yeah,
if the if and when they come in.
Yeah.
If or when they come in.
I just, nothing. I just had a funny jab in my head that I'm not going to say.
Say it.
No, I can't.
Why?
Because it might sour things.
Sour what?
I don't know if they're going to listen.
Oh.
I'll bring it up. I'll bring it up when they're here.
Okay. Good.
It has to do with Pokemon. You guys don't want to talk about it.
No, I certainly don't. I don't even know what I want to talk about. I'm trying to find this, like, this YouTube thing. I'm trying to... Everybody's got a take on it, and everybody's got this, you know, this and that thing. So I'm trying to, like, nail down.
Are there any new developments?
Not really. I know that none of our stuff has gotten flagged for it. For people who don't know. No.
Actually, yes. If you turn that filter on, none of our videos will show up.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no, like, none of our videos will show up. Okay. Just
to give a little bit
of a background, like, I really. I want to credit Philip DeFranco. He's definitely not my favorite creator on YouTube because a lot of it is like celebrity stuff that I don't care about. But when there is stuff that's pertinent, I mean, he does his research. He's fucking well spoken. He spends a shit ton of time on his videos, and it's just him talking directly into the camera.
Yeah,
it's. I mean,
kind of like us.
Kind of. Yeah. No, not like us at all.
Not at us, yeah.
Not like us at all. What the fuck are you talking about? So his show is great. It's just not real. I'm not his demo. I'm not the kind of person who seeks that stuff out. But when it's stuff that affects me like this, it's really great because he sums everything up so well. So I wanted to give him a little bit of credit because all the information I have on this is based on one video that he put up. Mm-hmm. And basically what's happening is... You go to YouTube, you have your account, you have your page. YouTube nowadays, you really can't surf YouTube without signing in anymore. It just doesn't really work that well. So you sign in, you have your account. They're tracking your information, what you like, what they think you want to watch, that kind of thing. You can opt in to have a more limited experience, basically, so you won't see anything that anyone might find offensive, like literally anyone.
Yeah.
So anything like with this fucking dick right here, all that stuff all gets censored.
Well, one of our episodes is called "The El Guapo of Asshole Cleaning."
Yeah,
like that was a big problem. I had to star out, you know, asshole.
Yeah,
you know,
and that makes sense because of course that's against the user agreement that you clicked.
However, even after I started out and everything like that, it still was demonetized. Like, we still can't make money off of
that. That's fine. That's completely fine. Mm-hmm. And I'll get into what they could do to fix it later on. The big problem with this is that people in the LGBT community were noticing that their videos were being put into this category, even though nothing inappropriate was happening. They're just LGBT.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... There's a big thing on YouTube for people coming out on YouTube. They have their coming out video that they put out, and it's a way for them to share it to their Facebook page or whatever, just to let everyone know that I'm out and I'm gay. You should isolate that.
Oh, yeah. That explains so much.
So it's a big thing for people in that community to put a video up, and that's fine. But all of those videos are being flagged, not as demonetized, not as inappropriate, but within that that group of censoring because it may be inappropriate and people might find it offensive.
Right.
And that shouldn't be happening. That's fucking bullshit. So I understand why people are pissed, but I also... And YouTube, they've basically taken their stance as... If you say dick at any point in your video or a word like that, the bots will pick it up and they will deem it inappropriate. they just need to do a better job communicating and telling people that this is what's happening, and telling people that if some people may find this offensive, it may get flagged. You need to just tell us that it shouldn't be flagged. We'll look at it and we'll overturn it immediately.
Yeah, because I was originally mad because I'm like, what the fuck? Why am I hearing this from you texting me a link to a guy's YouTube channel talking about it? Like, YouTube should have sent us an email about that.
They should have, but they never will.
And I would have, you know, I would have looked into it. Mm-hmm. But I'm just mad I didn't get the email.
Yeah.
I don't even give a fuck what their policy is.
No.
It's their policy. The I'm using their shit for free. I really, you know, it doesn't matter.
And that's
so
fine. And it, like,
it
I would be
sucks.
Completely fine with our channel never actually being monetized, because it's not that much money.
Yeah.
It's really not that much money. I'd rather get to millions of followers and get our own advertising that we talk about than deal with all this bullshit. You know, but all they need to do is just come up with some sort of, like, YouTube R-rated thing. You know, look at FX. FX did it. They came out with FXX. It's now a channel that you have to pay for, right? It's a separate thing from regular cable, and everybody knows that they might say fuck and shit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What, like, why can't we just have that? There are plenty of advertisers who would actually prefer to be on that demo.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Opie and Anthony with AshleyMadison.com, who, by the way, I would never support as a show. I wouldn't allow them to advertise. I mean, if they gave us $1 million, I would absolutely do it. But
if they gave us fucking $20, I'd take it. I don't give a shit.
Well, anyway, you get what I mean. So so fucking Pornhub or something like that would obviously want to advertise with this show. Like,
sure.
This fucking thing.
Yeah, we have
Pornhub.
Adam and Eve. I'm calling them out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Half of the shit in here is from them.
You're welcome.
So I just think that there's a place for it, and I think that there's a place for it within YouTube. And if they don't figure their shit out, YouTube is going to have major competition in the next couple of years. Because all of this shit happening, there is someone in California right now who goes, you know what? I think I know all the people that I can make this happen with. And they're going to get together. They're going to pool a little bit of money together.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to rent some fucking servers. And it's going to be, this is not a porn site, but if you want to have a podcast or a channel or whatever, we'll get you some advertisers. And you can say whatever you want. And not even whatever you want. I don't think that they should allow fucking white supremacists to have their own voice on this channel. But I think if you want to make dick and fart jokes, put a disclaimer at the beginning of every fucking video.
Yeah.
People will say fuck and dick and fart. Don't watch this if you're going to have a problem with that.
Yeah, why do we have to silence?
Yeah.
Why do we have to censor ourselves?
Yeah, fuck
because,
that.
Because, you know, people who want to advertise have certain taste.
Exactly. And I also don't think that Instagram, for instance, I put stuff up on Instagram like I'm doing right now. This goes completely against all like there's a picture of a black fucking rubbery dildo right now streaming live on Instagram.
You're listening to the show.
Yeah.
But you're watching a dick.
There is just a fucking dildo wobbling around on the table. That's all it's doing. Right. This is our fucking live stream. It's completely against their policies. But there's no stopping it.
Yeah.
Because as soon as this live video is over, it's in the ether.
Yeah.
There's no way that a machine can police this. Right? That's kind of a problem. I don't have a problem with it because I don't care. But someone could like our show because of some hashtag that we put out a week ago and then stumble upon this while they're sitting with their kid on their couch. Right? That's kind of a fucking problem.
I would love that.
Of course, it's funny to think about, but but like, how can you do the one thing and not do the other?
Right. Yeah, you know? No, I'm with you. I just, you know,
all that needs to happen is, in order to like our page, you need to just click a box to say I'm 18 years or older and I'm okay with this content.
It's gonna this is like
so simple.
I just see all of this heading the same way radio, you know, is heading. Like the FCC had to be born.
But the idea is that, well, and especially this net neutrality thing,
mm-hmm.
like that legislation could eventually turn into them saying, well, you can't do that on the internet.
Yeah. I just don't understand.
Dude, in a lot of countries, you can't do that on the internet.
Yeah. No,
in Japan, you can't show an erect penis in any format whatsoever. It's not legal at all.
That's why they have tentacle porn.
That's why they have tentacle porn.
What the fuck is tentacle porn?
You don't know what tentacle porn is? Yay!
You just saved the show.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Where is the porn bumper?
Oh, I was about to.
You didn't
work
make it.
No. I was isolating all that, and I just you can't look. You got to look away so I can like cue it up. Hold on, I go to my favorite website. Go.
You know Pornhub had an April Fool's joke, right?
What was it?
It was for Facebook, like their advertisement with...
Oh, here's a good one.
You know, like you watch tentacle
no,
porn?
No. I'm just like...
It's good from the preview?
The site I go to gives you like a quick preview.
Why do you go to this site?
Because it's like a giant
please
porno
don't
site.
Play it.
Here we
please
go.
Please don't play it. No, please.
No,
don't
you
play
need
it.
To watch tentacle porn.
I don't want
to
watch porn with you.
Well, you have to. So here we go.
So it's like monsters raping girls.
Ew.
You see, I've never seen live action stuff though.
Well,
I thought it was just cartoons.
No, that's. I mean, the live action stuff. That's where the gold is. See the tentacles.
Yes.
No, but okay. So, I've never heard of this. I didn't know that there was live action tentacle porn. But yeah, the thing is even in Japan, even a cartoon penis penetrating vagina, even a cartoon penis penetrating a vagina is illegal. So they make porn and it's blurred, like mm-hmm. just the penis is blurred out. It's weird.
That's not nice.
Do you want to watch cartoon tentacle porn? Would
no.
that make you feel better?
No.
All right.
But, like, I worked at HKT, and they had all that fucking weird porno.
Yeah.
Fake porno. And we'd, like, look at them because it was funny. It's like these fucking weirdos buying all this stuff. And it would seriously be like it was totally fine, except for the women didn't have nipples. They had a vagina, but no nipples. Because showing nipples was illegal in certain parts of Japan. So they had a vagina that like a monster was sticking a tentacle in. And that penetration was fine, but they couldn't have nipples. Fucking weird.
Hey, man.
But this is why you have like a country where you can buy used panties in a fucking vending machine.
If there's a will, there's a way. That's all
yeah,
that says
no,
to
it's,
me.
It's life will find
like,
a way.
We want to watch penetration.
It's Jurassic Park.
Yep.
Life will find a way.
Yes, life will find
tentacle
a way.
Tentacle porn and panties and a fucking
to show penetration
vending machine. She's so skeezed.
Oh, speaking of underwear, this is a good little. They figured out what they're apparently. I'm trying to read this article. That's. You know how tricky it is for me to do two things at once,
or just the one. I mean,
they finally unveiled the Poughkeepsie underwear factory renovation. Like they figured
out.
Didn't
we talk about this last week?
We just touched on it real quick. Did we talk about what the hell they were turning it into?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have not been there for that one.
You were here in spirit.
what
just your body.
No, he talked about how it's like low income housing upstairs and there's gonna be some like I think of retail spaces downstairs.
Yeah, the Poughkeepsie underwear factory known as Puff has been PUF has been reborn to serve many different functions. The Poughkeepsie Open Kitchen is a shared use commercial kitchen that is available for rent on an hourly or daily basis for food entrepreneurs, caterers, food truck operators, and chefs seeking space for pop-up restaurants. The North River Roasters and Coffee House will serve as a place for the community to gather. The coffee company is creating jobs for local formerly homeless and youths from the area.
Youths.
The basement will house the Poughkeepsie Open Kitchen prep and storage space. Spark Media Project and Mill Street Loft, which are two of the Hudson Valley's leading art organizations, will be merging and utilizing space in the factory on the third floor to foster youth arts programming. A printmaking slash artist studio will be available on the second floor. And then there's apartments and all that. Wow. Nine studios starting at $6.54 a month.
Yeah, but the it's when we were talking about gentrification versus actually the difference.
Yeah.
And he was saying that you actually have to prove that you need that housing.
To be perfectly honest, I'm having trouble figuring out where the fuck this is.
We already explained that last week. Go from here, take South Cherry, almost all the way to the end, where you hit the arterial, where you make a left like you're going to Millhouse. It's the building right to your left. It's right by the police station.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Now I'm understanding it. And I do remember that conversation. All right. Yay me.
I am too smart. SMRT.
You told me to turn it up all the way.
Not all the way.
No, you specifically said turn it up all the way.
Oh. Well, don't.
No, now it's turned down. Let's try it again. What should we hit? That's a good volume, right?
It's perfect volume, right. I would say. So, yeah, that's all I have.
Wait,
I want another fucking beer is what I want.
Well, let's take a break and we'll play some fucking music.
Oh my God.
It's been an hour.
It's been a fucking hour.
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Jesus.
You're in your own head, man.
Yeah, apparently.
It's fine.
Where did the fucking...
Where am I right now?
I feel like a Tim traveled. I'm serious, man. I have no idea where that hour just went.
We talked about a bunch of things.
We watched porn together.
We did? All right. Let's take a break. We don't have to do plugs, so... Yeah.
No, we don't. So you want me to play some of this music?
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, like on purpose this time?
Yeah, so we'll, all right, folks, I guess,
we'll just launch right into it. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were going to take a look at this band.
Yeah, so this is Evening Darling. They're out of New York City. I saw them a little over a week ago, in Kingston at Keegan Ales, where I also saw Frank McGinnis with American Film History.
All right, so
I got some video of that forthcoming as well. It's just a lot of it he's keeping under wraps for YouTube, so I only have like a couple options.
All right, right.
So
on.
Stuff will be released as the new album is released, but yeah.
All right, so let's set up a still life, and we'll take a break. You guys listening to what's the name of the band again? I'm sorry.
This is Evening Darling.
Yeah.
The album is called Thrills, maybe? No, self-titled album. So I guess it's just called Evening Darling. You don't like it.
We'll keep it playing.
Let me try another one.
Message us on Facebook. Let us know what you
we'll
think.
We'll go with this one. Wait, is it going to play the whole fucking... No, hang on.
Message us on Facebook. Let us know what you think. You know, these guys are musicians, man. If you're not a musician,
I'll put it on shuffle.
And performing,
I really enjoyed.
You really
their
can't
show,
talk
they were,
shit.
They were very nice people.
I want thumbs up and thumbs down, just out of curiosity.
They're
maybe
not going to be able to. I think you can.
Maybe
you
we
might
shouldn't
able,
do that because they won't come on the show now.
No, they said they were going to listen. I really like it. I know that you probably won't.
I don't know. I got to listen to it. Like Frank's stuff, I didn't like at first.
Yeah,
and
I did hear you fucking humming it the other day.
Oh, goddamn right. I it's constantly in my head now.
All right. So we'll play some
you
of this.
You came down with a breath and a shudder. I almost have his voice down.
Yeah,
I'm still going to work on it.
I've got it. At least in my head, I've got it.
So, all right, we're going to take a break. I need a beer. I need a piss. And you guys listen to this and let us know what you think. And we'll come back. I already have an idea of what I think it sounds like, and we'll discuss it later. So, all right. Bay-listers crashing. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Andy Reid from Catskill Cabin Conversations on WGXE 90.7 FM. You're listening to Dead Radio Podcast. Enjoy. Do not fear.
I don't have like a song and dance for this one. No.
Thank God.
This is more of a feel. Yeah. Like you gotta feel this one. Anyway. And that was Andy Reid from Catskill Cabin Conversations on 90.3 WGXE.
That's still terrible.
I don't know.
You should stop trying.
I saw Andy at the coffee shop the other day.
Know.
I'm going on his show very soon. Mm-hmm. Very excited about it.
Did you send in that email?
I did. Picking songs
Can we
for
have
that?
A little preview of what songs you picked?
Or
you want to keep it a surprise?
I kind of want to keep it a surprise. I don't want to blow up their spot. Okay. But picking the songs was probably the most torturous thing.
There is zero crossover between our listener and that fucking show.
Well, no, I'm hoping that there will be. So I don't want to, like, I want to give some... it might be... But
meaning that Jay Fulham might listen to that show. Not that any of their listeners will ever listen to our show.
Well, that's your punishment. You don't get to figure out what
it's my punishment for cleaning your table.
No, not yours. I'm talking to the listener right now. It's the listener. It's the punishment for the listeners for not listening to stuff that we go on. Yeah. Mm. So there you go. If you want to hear it, you go to the interview. I don't know. I think it's going to be in the May one. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, picking.
It's April now, so they probably already recorded the April episode. Because they're kind of like a 2 week turnaround.
Yeah.
So yeah, monthly show on WGXE Acra. 90.3 FM.
Yeah, they also have. If you look up Catskill Cabin Conversations on,
For the folks
on Facebook,
for the folks in Poughkeepsie, you will not be able to pick up the live on 90.3. You will pick up an NPR station out of like Rockland or something.
No. That's 90.3 is.
Well, I know
Great
when I go,
Barrington.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
Really? Because I know when I go south. Like on 9W, I pick up an NPR station on 90.3.
That's probably another one. I don't know. Who cares? It doesn't really matter. But I did let me see if I can find the email. It would kind of clear everything up. If, you know, to anybody who hasn't listened to the episodes where we had the Andy on, I'm just trying to find the Andy. Yeah, here we go. Like, there's a criteria that he sends, and you have to. It's like you're going away. You're going to spend a weekend in a cabin in the Catskills. What do you bring with you? Mm-hmm. And like,
you are like this close to me playing the stutter and mutter and bring.
Yeah, I'm teetering on the edge.
You are right there. So
I'm having trouble.
Get it together. Because you were fucking babbling.
It's basically he's going to interview me, and I got to talk about my personal life. Mm-hmm. So I was having trouble. The songs were tricky because, I mean, what the fuck? Do I pick songs that remind me of people? Do I pick songs that have something to do with me personally or have something to do with me not personally, like someone else? And just... Or do I intermingle the whole kind of thing? Like, and I think I picked the songs I picked, I think have like, there's a lot to each song, means a lot. So, and I think I did a good job on that. The things that I brought was almost near fucking impossible for me because everything that I do that, you know, gives me entertainment is electronic. All this is electronics down here, podcasts, music, everything's electronic except, you know, certain things like but yeah, I don't have anything, you know, analog.
You got this.
Yeah, I should have brought the dick, but I don't think that would go well with the show. I would like to bring a black dildo.
That's probably the least electronic thing you have.
Yes, is a black rubber dick.
Too bad it's not electronic. You could put it in your butt.
Yeah. Well, if I ever
stimulate your prostate, or
if
whatever.
I ever, you know, get my hands on some alginate and then try and make my clone a Willy again, I don't think it's going to work.
I think it is. I think we just need to buy alginate in bulk so you won't have an excuse. I messed it up again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I guess we listened to Evening Darling.
Evening
is the name
Darling,
of the band?
Yes. Yes.
I hear Fleetwood Mac, The Bangles, Starship, and a little bit of country music.
Yeah.
Which is what's throwing me.
The country part isn't necessarily throwing me, because it's all like kind of the good parts of country. It reminds me like a little bit of, you know, the Johnny Cash kind of sound of country.
Yeah.
You know?
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, where it's not like twangy America, you know? Amy's wearing a Johnny Cash shirt.
I am wearing a Johnny Cash shirt.
Because it didn't fit Rob.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. You're not a Johnny Cash fan?
I've listened to his music. Rob, like, texted me out of the blue one day, and he was like...
Sorry.
Wow. That's the whole time?
That whole time.
No. Just now.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's weird. Anyway, go ahead.
He just texted me out of the blue and was like, what size shirt are you? And I was like, small, obviously. And he was like, do you like Johnny Cash, or have you ever heard of him? I was like, yeah. He's like, you can have this shirt. I accidentally bought a woman small.
Fucking Rob. Well,
I really like them. I'm going to buy their album when it comes out.
And I
thank them for allowing us to play their stuff on our show.
Yeah, man, I'm not going to, I said, I'm not going to shit all over them. This is not my style.
Oh, yeah.
But again,
you're a German industrial man.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of which, it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
June 26th.
Exciting.
Very excited.
You think they're going to allow all the pyrotechnics?
At Jones Beach?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's on a beach.
What's going
no,
on?
No, it's in a venue that's on a beach.
It's in a venue that's on a beach.
What's going
so
on?
If anything lights on fire,
it's not a fucking
down on
bunker.
The beach.
It's a concert venue.
I'm going to see Rammstein in June. Should be.
Pull up a picture of something.
Of what, them?
Yeah, just something that they do.
Oh, my God.
They'll be just, you know, giant mechanical flaming wings that he's
wearing. That's...
Or huge flamethrowers. It's like something out of a Batman.
Yeah, comic. I'm gonna show mine to Isle. That one's a good one. There we go. Unfortunately, the people at home can't watch this. Apologies. And we can't have any audio.
Yeah, you can't play the audio.
So this is Rammstein. Don't mind the tape.
Good, so you're just going to narrate it.
Yeah.
Riveting.
The song's called Mind Tile. It's off of their album, Reise, Reise, which I believe is their fifth album. I could be wrong.
This is
I don't
boring.
Know. It is boring, but wait a second. Just wait for it. I got to see where they are here. Ah, here we go. This is where you want, right here.
My audio, my computer is turned off, Bosh.
Oh, okay. There you go. See? That's Till, the lead singer, and he's wheeling out a giant soup pot that's got dry ice in it. He's also covered in blood, and his microphone is also doubles as a butcher's knife.
And like wrench knife.
And he's covered in oil.
Knife.
He's covered in oil and dust for no real apparent reason. That's a real fucking giant metal lid. I think these guys fabricate all their shit, too. Or they have
some. I mean, it would
it.
Surprise me if they did it. But it'd be really cool if they did.
If anybody wants to just watch, you know, watch a really entertaining video, you can put it on fucking mute.
Knife.
Here you go. Rammstein, Mind Tile,
so
Hurricane Festival,
so
2013.
The fucking keyboard player came out of the pot.
It came out of the soup pot, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll fast forward to toward the end,
please,
to where it really starts,
please,
getting goofy.
Please do that. Thank you.
All right. So the guy is still in the soup pot.
Is this for the same song?
This is same one song.
7 minutes long?
Yes. Well, there's some theatrics that go along with it. He's going to cook Flake. Flake's the keyboard player.
Tom Segura would call this nonsense.
Yes, this is nonsense. See? He's cooking him. He's using his blowtorch to heat the soup pot with the keyboardist in it. I can't fucking wait for this show.
I highly doubt they're going to be able to do any of this.
Why not?
Because of laws.
This
is taking place on Long Island in New York.
So what? This is taking place at the Hurricane Festival. I don't know where that is. Let's see. It doesn't say.
Well done.
But yeah, that's what I'm going to see. It's
great. I'm just saying, don't get your hopes up because they probably won't allow a lot of it.
I don't see why not, though.
Because it's a person who is not a trained professional.
All of them are.
Okay, maybe he's a trained professional, but he's holding a blowtorch on a stage 20 feet from people.
But what makes Jones Beach different from that stage?
Laws. Local ordinances.
Oh, man.
The fact that it's New York State.
I doubt they would bring their show here if they couldn't do their show. That's part of the show.
I get that, but they barely ever play in the States because they can't do that shit.
No, they barely play in the States because they don't agree with the politics.
And I commend them for that. But what I'm saying is it would really surprise me. It would really surprise me in New York State. They didn't allow MMA. I mean, and that's just two guys kicking the shit out of each other.
I don't know.
You know, we also had that.
You're bumming me out. That's what's
happening. Sorry I'm bumming you out, but it's just.
I think you're a negative Nancy.
Did they do that shit at Madison Square Garden when they played?
Gloomy Gus.
Google it. Did they do that shit at Madison Square Garden?
Oh, that's actually good. Rammstein.
Because that's going to be even. MSG, yeah. So if they were able to do it at Madison Square Garden, they can definitely do it at Jones Beach.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's the live Madison Square Garden. The full concert. Mm-hmm. That is a man.
Named Adwoa.
Dressed as a woe man. Oh, wait, no. That's a woman. That kind of looks like a man.
You don't even know anymore.
Oh, no, let's see. Well, the big shit's going to be at the end.
What I'm saying is, like, they can do a lot. I just don't know if there's going to be fire. Well,
there's the giant foam dick. Okay, or the giant dick shooting foam.
Okay.
So that's fun.
Yeah. But also not dangerous.
Where's all the fire? There is performance. Like they do. Ah, here we go. Here's a guy so lit on. A guy on fire. There's
and a flamethrower. Yeah. So maybe.
I don't think
they
it's
did the.
Be a
they
problem.
Did the flamethrower at Madison Square Garden. So maybe.
Not only did they do the flame flower.
They flame flower.
They flit a flan on flyer.
Flit flan on flyer.
Anyway. All right. So. Yeah. Right around the corner. Super stoked. Took time off. It's going to happen. It's happening.
I'm writing down flit a flan on fly.
Oh, my God. This has been kind of a disaster of a show.
I don't think so. I think you're worried.
Yeah?
I think you're thinking too much.
I think so,
yeah,
too.
Stop it. It's never been a problem for you. Why are you starting now?
Well, you know why? Because I have...
The thinking?
I missed
the joke.
I don't know what's wrong with me because I usually have things like in my back pocket. Mm-hmm. So that's my, you know, that's my.
Well, we had zero show prep and we did an hour without even thinking about it. So
I think you're too confident.
No,
that was a really long pause.
Think about the past. Think about when we've gone. That was a great show and been like,
Yeah, and then re-listen
so
to it.
Just it's fine. The shows where we try too hard. You remember all those times when you just would try and move on because you didn't think that it was good?
Yes.
Wasn't good to do that. Just fucking roll with it.
Mm. All right.
What do you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk about?
If we weren't doing a show, what would you want to talk about?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, do it.
No, I can't talk about it for the third week in a row. I was very proud of myself, though. The diatribe I went on, you know?
Which
I don't know
part?
That is.
Well, I was like defending my, like, I wasn't defending myself. I was just trying to explain, like, I felt with.
Explain that it wasn't sexual.
No, well, with Sam and Rob, I was kind of like nervous that they were.
Prudes?
I just realized how big you started writing the safe word. Safe word is Worcestershire.
She fucking ran out of room.
Safe word is Worcestershire this week, but she
spelled
she
it wrong.
She
no,
started.
Did
yeah,
you did. You spelled Worcester.
That's how it's spelled.
That's how it's spelled. And there's an E at the end. You can't see it. It's in the tree behind the lamp.
Yeah. It Worcestershire is pronounced like Worcester.
I know.
If I spelled it wrong, I'd be so angry.
Yeah, you spelled it right. Oh, maybe not.
No war. Oh, I did. There's no H.
It's.
Wait, yeah.
There is a H.
It's actually spelled Worcestershire. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Worcestershire.
Yeah,
Worcestershire.
I put the H in the wrong spot.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's Worcestershire.
Yeah, that's just wrong. All right. You're not allowed to come up with the safe word ever again.
She can come up with it. She just can't write it down. I mean, I couldn't spell it off the top of my head either. So you probably were just going off of whatever you saw online. But I knew that wasn't right because I just used
your face. Is it right?
I just used Worcestershire.
You know, if you look at the word and say Worcestershire, if you like, just say Worcestershire, mm-hmm. you can. It makes sense.
Oh, you know, that's what I looked at.
Well, if you looked at that, you would have spelled it right.
So it's kind of like it's like Worcestershire with this. Like if you were
Worcestershire,
because the C is kind of a ch or a k.
Chakakish.
But you feel like there should be an S in there after the R.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm just gonna write
Worcestershire
sauce. I'm going to write it out phonetically just for the title. So it's W-U.
No.
No, I'm saying phonetically.
War.
So, with an A.
I say Worcestershire.
So with a U.
Wuss.
Two S's.
Wuss.
T. Der. E. Two R's, probably, right?
Worcestershire. Worcester.
Sure. With like
S-H. You
no,
are.
There'd be like a little dash in here.
Worcestershire.
S-H-U-R. Yeah. That's how it is phonetically.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire.
It's so funny.
You want to do sauce phonetically?
S-A-W.
Yeah, it'd be saw with a dash and S-S. Worcestershire sauce. Oh no, you got to put this because that's a space. Worcestershire sauce. No, I don't think we need that. We don't need that.
Doesn't make any sense. None of this makes any sense.
Now I'm so upset. That.
You even looked it up. That's sad.
Your face is sad.
No, I'm sure you're upset about it and angry.
But going back to the RuPaul thing real quick.
Why?
Sam
why?
And Rob. Well, no, I was trying to make a point. Like, why I was... Sam and Rob, I got... What?
You have to watch it to understand why.
Well, no.
If you want to participate in the show, you need to talk into a mic.
Yeah, Grover's not sitting on the chair, so... Anyway. Rob, I just, like... I like Rob. He's a nice guy, mm-hmm. but, like, I could feel his uncomfortability... I
yeah.
don't know if that's
oh,
a word.
I have a story.
Like, I can, like,
no, I have a story.
Feel the heat.
I have a story.
Like, this, the fear.
I have a story.
Okay.
I have a story.
Well, calm down.
No, I have a story that talks about the uncomfortability.
Why don't you let Ryan talk for a little bit, and then you can talk.
Because it's a good story to speak to his point. You can finish, and then I'll. But it won't be as good a moment. Go ahead.
Are you talking about you have a story about the word uncomfortability?
About a story about him and I. Uncomfortability.
Okay, so let me finish. Okay, because
fine.
I was getting this uncomfortability from him, so I almost was like, I felt like I had to defend myself for watching it because I felt like he might have thought that I was watching it because hey, look at all the men dressed up as the women. How funny!
Well, we definitely came off as white supremacists at the beginning of the show. So
wow, I mean, you know, if the shoe fits. They, I made a slavery joke like 10 minutes into the show. Yeah, so I felt like, not like I had to defend myself, but I was trying to explain myself. Like, no, I'm not watching this because of look at the freak show, you know? Oh, look at the foot growing out of the guy's head. Take a look at that.
Because you're super interested in the community and entering it.
Yes. Like... Part of me wants to be the world's not the world's first. I'm sure there's plenty of them, but I want to be like a popular local drag queen, but he's straight.
That Well, that's a lot of cross-dressers are straight.
I know that. But what I'm saying is, like, I want to be a performance cross-dresser. I need to come up with a...
Oh, you are you... Like, is this a bit, or do you actually want to do this?
No, it's a bit. No. Well,
because, like, I pride myself in the fact that this show is pretty real. Like, our conversations. And if you want to have a bit about that, that's fine. But for a second there, I almost believed you. And good on you. Because for a second there, I almost believed you. And if you were making it an obvious bit, I would have rolled with it. But I was really confused
for
a moment.
It's passed through my brain. It's passed through my brain. Like, you know, it would be kind of like, I think I could pull it. I could probably do well.
I don't think you have the ass for it.
That's the thing. Well, no. If you've watched the show, you'd be educated in the fact that there's something called padding, and you just got to buy padding, and boom, you got
fake.
An ass. Yeah. It's an illusion. That's the point. But my problem is, at least I don't feel like I am, but, I mean, stop me if you think that I don't feel like I can act feminine well. You know
just
what I
around
mean?
Dicks.
Wait.
That's the only time you act feminine is around dicks. It's when you're yeah, that's fucking great.
But do you think all
no, so you're kind of like,
I want to hear a question. It sounds like this is going to be a thoughtful question.
Do you think all women act feminine?
No. I'm not saying, but that's not the point. See, with drag, you kind of have to get into like a little bit of a stereotype when it comes to, femininity. Because the point of the whole thing is to, you're a man who dresses like a woman, and the illusion is that you are a woman. There's also a type of drag called androgyny, where you are dressed in drag. There's actually a perfect example of, on this season, I can't remember her name, but where you dress in drag, but you have that, like, you could be a man, you could be a woman. It's like this weird...
Pat
is androgynous. You don't know Pat.
That is a callback.
Asexual.
Like, we are slightly too young to even get that.
Yeah.
But I knew he would get it.
Yeah. Pat is a great example.
She's an SNL... Like, it was an SNL skit that they turned into a really horrible movie that didn't do well. Pat was an overweight person... who you could not tell if it was a man or a woman.
Was that
Saturday Night Live? I think.
It was Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was.
And they made a movie.
It was what's his name? Al Franken.
And Dana Carvey.
No, not
Dana.
Al Franken.
I think Dana Carvey was her girlfriend or boyfriend, and you didn't know. So she was very androgynous as well.
Yes, but with
I don't want to get too sidetracked because I feel like your character would be a girl from the Bronx. So, like, a really badass girl, but not a really badass guy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like, super badass for a girl, but not badass for a guy.
Right.
You know, just that right in between. You'd be medium gray for like, handling yourself. You know, like, if you were in a fucking pool hall and you got a cue in your hand,
that's
either Pat. Person... Yeah, that's Pat. Yeah.
Fix the thing so I can show everybody.
This?
Yeah.
Use your words.
Fix the thing. Right. That's Pat. So. And if you haven't seen It's Pat, it's not that great.
No, it's not,
but
it's funny.
It's really funny, you know. But, well, with the drag thing, it's a little different than that. Like, you know. It's still you're trying to get that gray area between that's a guy dressed as a woman. No, it could be a woman just dressing like a little bit like a guy. Like it's like that weird kind of middle area. I think I'd be fine with that, but
what would you be fine with? Like what are you saying?
I have no problem dressing as a woman. I have no problem performing as a woman. I just don't think I could pull off like convincing the crowd that they're watching a woman because that's what you want to do.
Can we just break this down a little bit?
A little.
Because you were worried about doing stand up as your own self,
as
a person, the person that you are. You were worried about standing in front of people and saying words.
I'm not saying I'm not, like, I'd be more nervous to do that than...
Than drag.
Actually, I'm trying to think here, because just, the moment I put on a costume at Halloween, okay. Halloween and everything, I got no problem acting...
That, and that's where I was trying to go with it, yeah. is that the whole point that I'm trying to not dig you out of a hole, but...
I don't want to call it that.
I'm trying to say is that you don't want to be a girl. That's not what you're going for here.
No,
you just wish that you could be a character on stage, and you feel like you'd be better at being a character on stage than being yourself on stage.
Yes, okay. That's true.
I'm glad that I got but there my, because it was a little muddled.
But my problem with the character is I don't feel I can get the character there.
You just have to practice.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I have to practice being a lady. I don't think my wife wants me doing
that. I really... No, I want you to pick a racial stereotype.
You know what would be perfect? If we gave him that picture of him in Brooks' bra.
What?
We have a
picture of you in Brooks' bra.
Yeah.
What? Really?
And you have long hair, too. We're printing it and putting it on our wall.
When is that from?
That's from when we played Dick Jenga.
Yeah.
Like the first
time. It was put on another person's article of clothing and Brooke took off her bra and you put it on.
Holy shit. I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
That game is fucking dangerous. So here's what I want you to do.
Pat's still on the screen.
I want you to pick a racial stereotype and I want you to create a drag character based around that. And I want you to completely embrace it.
I can't. That's a big no-no. I don't know.
Dude, this is all insane.
Did this go very dark?
It didn't go dark. It just got weird. I'm glad that you want to dress like a woman. That's the thing.
I don't. Like, I don't. But it's crossed my mind where I go, oh, man, that would be fun to do. I think
it's kind of like when I watch Face Off and just be like, that could have been a direction I went with my life. But you're watching RuPaul's Drag Race and going, that could have been a direction I went with my life.
Ah, Christ. Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Dress like a woman, apparently.
You're gonna do. You were gonna tell a story about your uncomfortability with. With Rob. The whole point of this small conversation, not really small,
it would have just been a quick aside. So yesterday, today's Monday.
Yes,
it was yesterday.
Did they do their thing there?
Yeah. So
I didn't see it on Facebook.
I was coming to work. They don't really do the Facebook thing as much.
Oh,
remember they were talking about. But anyway, I was coming to work and it had already wound down at that point because I came in at 12:30 and I go up to the back and I have a boosted board and my sweatshirt and a whole bunch of other stuff. And he's like, hey man, how you doing? He throws his hand out to shake my hand. And like, I had my keys in my hand and a whole bunch of, and it was very awkward. And I wound up shaking his hand, like with my keys in my hand, like in between our hands.
I thought you were going to say you touched your
knuckle
crotch.
Bump.
I would, but I had like so many things, and he was just like this. And then nothing happened. I was like, I have to shake his hand. And I shook his hand, and I seriously, are my keys here? I don't know where my keys are. Like, I'd love to demonstrate it, but seriously.
Not right here.
So here's how it was.
Here, hold on. Let's get this on the mobile cam. So let's demonstrate to the YouTube audience how he's shaking.
So I'm like holding all of this shit, and he like holds his hand out for way too long, like way too long. And I was just like, and it's happening. I'm like, this is super weird. And then, like, I go in the office. I was like, that was really strange, but he didn't really give me a choice. So, yeah, that happened.
That's fucking hilarious. Well, at least he didn't avoid you like the plague, which was what I was kind of expecting.
No, no. He was like, hey, man, how's it going? Like, he was very excited to see me. And I was like, I have all these things and I have to go to work right now.
Apparently, but, baby Gabe says sorry.
I know. Yeah, I saw that. I was going to say.
just take that.
Just put that anywhere.
He looks like Ryan.
Yeah, so, yeah, Ryan sent me a message saying, look who's up, and apparently I'll be up all night now.
He looks like Ryan.
Well, you're not supposed to let them nap past a certain time.
Well, I guess it's kind of like an issue, like when you wake him
why
up,
does
he's
he,
super cranky.
Why does he always have a face on like he's plotting something, that kid?
He's probably plotting something.
I think I have a video of him like doing that thing where he's like.
They named him Gabriel.
He just squints and stares at you like.
So okay,
he's just like, I'm gonna get you.
For the folks at home, this is Gabriel is Ryan's son. Ryan was supposed to be our guest, but Gabriel went to sleep at 5 o'clock. Ryan was supposed to be here at 5:36. It's not gonna happen. You have a young kid. He's less than a year old now. What, like 8 months?
He's gonna be a year in like.
At Heroic Food, by the way.
So he's like 10 months old.
At Heroic Food on Facebook, by the way.
So Gabriel was sleeping, and Ryan couldn't make it. Totally understandable. Completely legitimate excuse. But now Ryan let him sleep too long, and he's going to be up all night.
Oh, man.
See, we used to, like, make Alexa stay
up. Yeah, just like, we're watching
like, at
this.
Least until 7 o'clock.
And wake then the fuck up.
I just don't
like children.
Want or care about children at all. Like, I was trying to come up with the Facebook post.
Yeah.
I was going to like really lay into the fucking baby. Like I was going to talk about.
Stupid baby.
I was talking about this barely year old baby. Like it's just really
ruining, ruining our lives and the show.
Stupid little piece of shit baby. He should like. Yeah, you know, I was going to really just let it rip, but I was like.
I feel like. I feel like.
He's a baby.
He's so cute.
I feel like if it were my baby...
He's an adorable little kid.
So if it were my baby, like if it were like my baby in my situation, I would get it and I would laugh about it.
Yeah.
And I think Ryan would to a certain degree, but I think Jasmine would be like, what the fuck?
It, you know? It kind of goes...
And rightfully so. I mean, there is no reason to assume that anyone should put up with that. But in certain contexts, it's pretty funny.
Me making fun of their baby like
yeah,
I would
baby.
A close friend.
But, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. We had a great show regardless.
That actually brings it back full circle to what I was saying. Amber was freaking out about that post from Heather. And she was just like, oh, I just don't like personal, that kind of jokes like that, personal stuff. I'm like, what? When I told people I was getting my gallbladder taken out, they were like, why? And I just went, cancer. Like,
and,
I,
go,
and they go, oh my God, seriously? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I don't care, you know? Sabrina said goodbye to me on the way out, like, I think it was Thursday or whatever the hell. She's like, all right, I'll see you later. Good luck on your surgery. I'm like, well, you might not see me later. You know, depends on the surgery. Ha! You know, I mean, like I could die post, you know, mid operation.
Well,
that's the shit I joke about. Funny, like, I don't mind the dark humor.
Okay,
but.
So I guess the funny thing is, there are a couple times that I said to you, you know, you have a 1 in 300 chance of having a complication due to the anesthesia.
Yeah. So what's that? 0.3% chance. Of dying?
No.
Is that how that works?
No.
1 in 300.
That's
no, 1 in 300 is a. It's not 0.3%, is it?
It is 3%, I thought. No, it's not.
No, a 1 in 3. One in
I think
one.
I'm right.
You were right. Yeah. It's 0.33, but you're right.
Wait, wait.
Yeah.
It might be 0.03 because of
which
the
is the same
place.
Thing.
No.
No, it's not. Point
no, it's
three
not,
is not the same
the
as 0.03. I think it's 0.3.
Okay.
Who's a fucking calculator?
I don't know,
Jesus
but I'm
Christ.
Finding
well,
out.
Now
where,
we have to know.
I'm finding out where DragCon 2017 is going to be right now. L.A.
Fuck. I don't really even know how to figure this out.
Brooke! Next year!
300 divided by 1.
Next year in April,
No,
they hold.
Oh, I meant.
They hold DragCon in California.
No, it's
so next
one
year we got to go to
divided
California.
Divided by 300 is 0.003%
chance.
Yeah,
because then you got tenths.
So you were off.
Thousands.
You were off by nearly 100 times.
God damn it. Katya and Trixie are going to be there. So.
Oh my God. We're talking about different things.
And Raja.
Are you listening?
And Raven. And Naomi Smalls. And Kimchi.
Are you listening?
Not really.
So it's 0.003% chance. Which
really?
Is you are 100 times more with your estimation. 100 times. So you were totally wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's 0.003.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Because you take 1 as the hull and divide that by 300 times.
Okay.
And you get 0.0033.
All right.
I mean, it's still scary. Like, 1 in 300 people could potentially die.
Yeah.
But that's 1 in 300 people have a complication, which you had.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So, happened to you.
Let me bring out my fucking thing.
Oh, yeah, we gotta do this.
They gave me this fucking thing.
Wait, let me start a new video. Hang on.
I can extend it really long in case you get really, like...
You
get really
can you
long
fucking
arms.
Stop? Can you hang on a second? Can you hang on a second for the Instagram audience tomorrow? Stop moving so I can fucking focus.
Hi,
go to where you're going to be. I'm not recording yet. I'm setting up the fucking video. Put your face to the microphone and don't move or talk for 4 fucking seconds.
Hello.
Okay. Now do whatever the fuck you want. God damn it. Do you realize that shit like that costs me hours? Hours.
All right, so this is my breathing apparatus, which I think looks like a bong, and I really like kind of want to turn it into one. But this extends in case you have really long arms, and you blow into it. And you have to keep this little floaty thingy in between the arrows. Do you see? All right, so. Oh, I'm sorry. You breathe in. It's like to, I don't know, get the perfect amount of oxygen.
Oh, you don't blow, you breathe in?
Yeah. And you're supposed to, like, they gave me an exercise to do. Like, you breathe in. Like, you breathe in, you hold, and then you breathe in even more. So, and you're supposed to get it up to, like, 2,500. I don't even know what the numbers are on this thing. But, yeah, I was just, like, sucking on this fucking phallic thing. You want to try?
No.
You
want to
try?
You're just slobbering all over it.
So, yeah, I was pulling on this a bunch of times, and every time they took me off of oxygen... It didn't matter how much I was fucking sucking on this weird dick.
No, I can't. It's too much. I can't even. It's too much.
Yeah. So, all right. So, I was 1 in 300 that had complications.
Mm-hmm.
But complications doesn't necessarily mean death.
So, basically, it's 0.3%.
Yeah.
When you're 1 of 300.
Hmm. All right. Well. Are we boring you?
Yes. No, I'm tired.
Yes.
Yes.
Real quick, how do you feel about the It trailer? Have you seen it?
Yes.
How do you feel?
Good.
I feel good, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. End of conversation. Well, I think, what are we? Oh, yeah, we're well done.
Yeah, we're good.
Thanks to Glutenberg for this delicious white ale. I think this is my... red ale still definitely number one, but this is a close second. Drinkability, I would say, is a 9.5.
9.5.
Out of 11.
That's weird.
That's you being sensationalist.
I'm what? As in, like, I'm just sensationally awesome?
No, you're being hyperbolic.
Does that have anything to do with hyperbole?
Yeah. That's you performing hyperbole. You being hyperbolic.
Like a lens?
No. No, that's parabolic.
Oh.
It has the same root, and I know you know what it means. I know you know what it means, and I know you're trying to fuck with me.
Like, I know what it means, but I just can't for the life of me remember right now.
So, being hyperbolic...
Which basically means I don't know.
Being hyperbolic is saying that this beer is the greatest thing that has ever happened to mankind. Ever.
That's like when I step in water with my
sock. When Amy... Okay, so when an ice cube melts on the floor and Amy steps in it, it is the worst thing that has ever happened to her.
Like a gunshot?
So everything that happens to Amber at work is hyperbolic.
She doesn't listen, so who cares, right?
No, she does.
She does?
Yeah, but I tell her all the time that she's the most hyperbolic person I've ever met. Yeah, everything is worse than the Nazis with you guys.
Mine's just with ice cubes.
It's just the ice cubes. Okay, so Amy's hyperbolic with ice cubes. Amber's hyperbolic with everything else that happens in the world.
Well, Matthew thinks the same thing about the ice cube thing.
Yeah, because I did say worse than Nazis, and he's like, maybe not worse than Nazis, but pretty close.
It's the worst.
It's not the worst. Okay, imagine. Okay,
and wet.
No. Okay, I will come up with 5 different examples of things that are worse.
Your face. Oh, burn. Barefoot
and dog poop. Is that worse?
I've never done it, so I don't know. But that's pretty bad.
Would it be worse?
Brooke's done it. It's pretty bad.
Barefoot in human poop. Is that worse?
Probably the worst.
Barefoot in dog urine.
Oh, yeah. That's
is that
bad.
Worse? Barefoot in human urine. Is that worse?
No.
Barefoot in bear urine.
Yes! I didn't know where you were going. I was going to interject.
Those are all worse than a melted ice cube, which is just water. It's just fucking water. It's fine.
It's cold. I don't like it.
I was gonna say celery.
I should probably write that down, huh?
Barefoot and that might be the title.
Oh, we
right
have
now.
To pick a title.
We do. So
I'm just gonna write bear because we all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So what do we got?
So we've got salad dressing with vodka.
All right.
That's pretty good. I'm gonna stop.
White power beer.
White power beer. I knew that was never gonna actually be a contender, but I thought it'd be fun.
Oh, see, I think that's a good.
It's a good clickbait one.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah. Very clickbaity.
Shaken chicken syndrome.
Mm.
Oh, flit a flan on flyer. I didn't know what it... I was just like, wow, am I that drunk? Oh, no, wait, that was that.
The phonetic spelling of Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce, but it's spelled phonetically. And then what was it?
Barefoot and bear
urine.
So I messed it up.
No,
so
and bear poop.
So, no, bear... Foot in
bear shit.
Urine.
No, it was bear urine.
Was it urine?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't paying attention. I heard bear and I was like, it doesn't matter what he says after that. It's good. Barefoot and bear urine.
I got to go with that one.
I don't know.
I think
they're all so good. Yeah. I like white power beer. I think that's...
Well, just... Okay, right, so, if this will put it over the top, I had this planned out from the first thing.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so...
Good boy.
So,
circle
a barefoot in dog poop, because that's happened to me. It sucks. Mm-hmm. And then a barefoot in... did I say chicken poop or something like that?
No.
Yeah.
You said human poop.
Human poop. And then a barefoot in dog urine.
All right,
and then a barefoot in human urine. And then a barefoot in bear urine.
All right, so let's do this. Barefoot in bear urine is the title. Circle. Mm-hmm. And give me a hashtag on white power beer. And I'm going to tag the fuck out of Glutenberg for that one.
That makes it so much worse.
And we
Is
did
this
a taste.
A Jew thing? Fuck.
Oh.
All right.
But if Glutenberg is listening, I absolutely will sample your beer and talk about your beer. Every episode, if you send me some. So, Just putting it out there.
Let's go with money.
Our friends, our friends in the old country, making gluten-free.
Canada?
Yeah. Brewed by Brasserie Sans Gluten.
Brasserie Sans Gluten?
Yeah.
Brasier?
I fucking hate the French language. Sorry, guys, but I do. We're going to Europe in September. Mm-hmm. And
that's brewers without gluten.
Yeah, brewers
that's
without gluten. Yeah, no, I know what it means. I'm
okay.
Just,
I just you're trying to
like,
figure it out.
I don't know how to say it. Like, I don't
it's
know.
It's brasserie sans gluten.
Okay, there you go. We're going to Europe in September. Mm-hmm. And Brooke got a bunch of stuff for her birthday for just French this, learning French language, a bunch of audio discs and all this stuff. And I fucking hate the language. I hate it.
Sounds like you got like, a I hate the French. Peanut
butter. La souris est sous la table.
Yeah, the French language.
Les singes sous le Bronx.
It's all Eddie Izzard.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Les chats est sous la chaise.
You've never seen that? What was the name of
that? That was.
It wasn't Glamorous. It was. Dressed to Kill.
Dressed to Kill. Yeah.
You gotta
it's not
see
on Netflix anymore.
You
but
gotta
I will
watch
find it.
That.
You
will That's
love
a
it.
Great one.
Yeah.
But the French language is the equivalent of country music for me. Yeah.
French is the country music of languages.
Yes.
That would have been a great title, but I already picked it.
I hate it. I really hate it.
Yeah,
like it makes me
like,
angry.
It sounds like they're fucking hawking up a loogie.
I was watching Generation Kill today, and I was listening to I don't know what the actual name of the language is in the Middle East, but
Farsi.
Is it Farsi or is it yeah. Pashtun?
Farsi is the predominant.
All right, so the guy might have been speaking Farsi. I don't know what he was speaking, but that kind of that bothers me less than the fucking French, you know, that like kind of clacky guttural
like,
sound.
Oh.
That bothers
like a
me.
A dick in your mouth kind of noise.
Yeah, but I mean, French has got that kind of
I
dick in your mouth.
I've never talked with a dick in my mouth.
I don't know.
That
like,
sounds like you got a dick in your mouth.
Yeah. The French sounds like they don't, not like they have
a
dick in their mouth.
It's a
like
dick in your mouth kind of accent.
No, it's like they're with
so
the
a dick,
dick
outside their
outside
mouth.
Outside the mouth and they're trying
they're
to.
They're trying to pleasure it.
Yeah.
Kind of accent.
Like they're giving a rim
you
job.
You guys are so weird. I'm leaving.
All right, I think we're done.
It's a rim job language. There's another one.
Phrasing.
That wasn't even that. Didn't work.
All right, so thanks for hanging in there, folks. Next week, hopefully, we might have Ryan from Heroic Foods. Got to give his
yeah. Check out Heroic Foods on Facebook and Instagram. Yeah. They do great work. Hopefully, we'll learn more info next week.
Yeah, but right now we'll leave
for all one of you that have hung in through all of this horseshit.
Yeah, and if you're new to listening and you want to come on. Drop us a line.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll shoot
us a private message.
Private message, yeah. Because if it's public, I'm going to just tell you to go shit in a hat.
Yeah, like we did earlier.
So, all right. Until next week.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Yeah. Or in French, as they say, je ne sais quoi.
No, that's not it.
Allons-y.
Allons-y.
I think that means let's rock. At least... That's what Singles taught me. There's that deleted scene with Bailey.
Oh.
The neighbor.
Zita Bindua! What? Zita Bindua! It's Cantonese.
For what?
Zhang!